short people. Let me get a little closer. It is a pleasure to be here in revolutionary Cuba. It's an honor and a privilege to be asked to present this paper. I come to you as a young African woman born in America 1 year after Malcolm X was assassinated. I come to you humbly, steeped in the teachings of many who have come before me. It is through the teachings, the trials and tribulations of their lives that I am forced to live my life seeking justice and truth in all my endeavors. Men and women who have lived their lives like Malcolm X have allowed me to envision truth in all my endeavors. Men and women who have lived their lives like Malcolm X have allowed me to envision a future that is based on an understanding of the importance of continual renewal of our struggle. We cannot become mired in competing revolutionary ideologies. We can understand and come to terms with our differences as we lay the basis of our revolutionary unity. Among African American young people, this feeling comes like a cauldron boiling in the inner cities of North America. In our communities, young people are rising from slumber, a slumber created by educational and societal systems that offer no future visions. Young people are rising from slumber to join together to have mass rallies on how to positively change the joblessness situation in the inner cities, against the wanton killing of innocent black men and women and children, against the increase in drug abuse that is destroying the base of our communities, against the closing of the famous Audubon Ballroom, which my compañera will be dealing with, where many of Malcolm's speeches were given and many other issues were dealt with. These activities on the part of young people are extremely important, as we are now forming the tools and strategies that are necessary to survive in a world gone mad on war. We are now understanding the complexities of the politics that govern a world. In this madness, we are meeting to understand this world. We are creating tools of revolution, carved with our own hands, bearing our own signature. Culture for young people is becoming our greatest tool in North America. Progressive rap music and artists have become the street corner preachers of the 1990s. Young people are listening and creating a distinct culture that incorporates an African revolutionary consciousness into the music, clothing, and cultural productions. Many young people are giving up the idea of fitting into society, into a society that blatantly disrespects our very need to be. We are the generation that was cultivated to be able to sit side by side with our oppressors. We are the generation that our elders of the civil rights movement of the 60s helped to open the doors for, and we walked through those doors, only to find more confusion, alienation, and disinformation on the other side. Yet, here in 1990, young people in America are faced with an increasing illiteracy rate, dropout rate, and drug addictions. Here we are in 1990 experiencing increasing racist violence on our campuses, on the campuses of North America, increasing tenure of racist professors, as in the case of Professor Levin of City College in New York City, a neo-Nazi whose views support the idea of the inherent biological criminality of the African peoples, particularly African men. Oh, forgive me, sorry. I'm from Bed-Stuy, forgive me. Young people of the 90s are tired of illusions. Through our cultures, we are contributing to the mass education of black youth. We know that at this point in America, that African peoples are dispensable. All people of African descent are increasingly being marked with a rubber stamp marked exterminate. It is not only African people. It is all oppressed people against the firing squads of injustice. Young people are the hope of better futures. African peoples traditionally have placed great emphasis on young people. Their spirits and their voices were the collective cauldron from which we drew inspiration to maintain our societies. According to Angela Davis, throughout the centuries, Following the forcible transplantation of African people from their motherland to America, children have represented the very special promise of freedom for an entire people. Even as black peoples hold on to and strengthen their family ties, were cruelly assaulted, the family has remained an important cauldron of resistance. The family, to me, represents not only our biological families, but our extended communal families as well. 400 years of physical and mental slavery have changed our concepts, but the roots have still remained. The continuation of that slavery and the racist media manipulation of today, school curriculums based on the denial of historical truths and denial of access to resources that expand the mind, have left black youth in a state of confusion. Many of our traditional concepts have been either destroyed or demoralized. When we moved into the civil rights movement, into the civil rights black power era, our leaders were either corrupted by the crumbs from the oppressor's table, COINTELPRO to death, or assassinated. Our communities were destroyed by drugs, crime, and governmental irresponsibility. Our organizations were demobilized. In the latter part of the 80s, young people are rising up to develop a renewed cultural revolution. We demand to be seen, and we wish to speak in our own voices with our own tongues. The latter part of the 80s saw the rise of rap music, an indigenous urban cultural music that has its base in African-American communities. Many rap historians referred to Africa as the ultimate originator of rap music. In Africa, the modern-day rapper would be known as a griot. The word griot can be found in the Wolof language of the West African countries of Senegal and the Ivory Coast. These countries were invaded by the French. Therefore, griot is a French expression for historian, teacher, storyteller. The true Wolof name for historian, teacher, or rapper is Sodigné. African griots were highly respected members of society. They were called upon for their great wisdom, understanding, oratory skills, and cultural contributions. It is the job of the griot to recite the truth about history, the truth about humanity. Griots used drums, bells, horns, and mastered many vocalizations that have been passed down to modern-day rappers. According to Professor Eugene Redman, Afro-American popular culture can be found within the African continuum as an unbroken line of customs and history reflecting significant numbers of accomplishments. In the urban centers of North America, young people carry on an ancestral legacy in rap music. In 1975, a man of Jamaican descent named Kool Herc started to give parties in the Bronx. Kool Herc lengthened short rhythm and blues music tracks with a mixer. Soon after, Kool Herc, DJ Theodore came to prominence for a technique called scratching. Scratching is the stopping of records while they are playing to produce a scratching sound. There was a long line of descent from the early rappers to the rappers of the 80s. Yet in the 80s, more and more of the young rap artists are expressing a connection to an African aesthetic. In the early 80s, Afrika Bambaataa's Planet Rock was the re-beginning of an African aesthetic and cultural sensitivity. Rap has become the voice of black youth in the 90s. In the urban centers of North America, rap has been elevated to the level of ritual communion amongst young people. Such communion has enabled us to have societies that were based on the principles of communalism. Young people searched for this communion many times have led us into situations and circumstances which manifested the need negatively, such as gangs and gang warfare. Many young people are turning to a rap culture that is based in an African sensibility to provide this very need. In the 90s, Malcolm X is truly speaking. Malcolm X's figure has risen to become chief educator amongst young African-American youth. Through rap music, young people are finding their voices. Many young people have been introduced to the teachings of Malcolm X by rap music. The music of rap of the rap group Public Enemy samples or uses pieces of the speeches of Malcolm X in their music. Through rap music, young people are developing a philosophy that incorporates a true analysis of the complex relationships of politics domestically and internationally. Young people are forming a new consciousness that is allowing them the fearlessness to pick their own heroes and heroines. Malcolm is one of the most prominent heroes that have been, whose concrete analysis of the American problem helped to move the question of the demoralization of the African, and particularly the African American, to the level of a human rights problem. The consciousness exhibited by young people first came to prominence on the material plane. Young people are wearing jackets and bags that are made out of a beautiful kente cloth type design which originates from the Akan people of Ghana, West Africa. Young people are wearing medallions emblazoned with the images of Malcolm X, Sojourner Truth, etc. Young people are wearing t-shirts with political slogans and political heroes of our struggle. The late 80s and early 90s not only brought about the rise of a political consciousness in rap music, it brought about the rise in the death rates amongst young African Americans, male in particular. A young black woman was raped by 6 white cops, and the American justice system has raped her again. She still does not have justice. Young black men, most recently the Hawkins and Parnell case, are being killed in America almost every month now. The elderly are not exempt, as a woman who could be my grandmother, arthritis crippling her hands, was killed in America. Her name was Eleanor Bumpus. In the face of this increasing domestic violence, an increased understanding of the international violence, particularly in South Africa, has been brought to us by groups like the Sessasonics, who have taken up the mantle to teach in their music and videos about the international terrorism taking place against people of African descent. So we see the elevation of the aesthetic, the elevation of culture into the politics of the people. Yet, in the elevation of the political and revolutionary nature of our struggle, the aesthetic remains a vital link in the African continuum of remembrance. Malcolm X has become a figure of renewal, regeneration bred in the fires of North America. Malcolm X represents for young people a way to internalize an external consciousness of liberation. The Malcolm X buttons that I have some here, the t-shirts, which I have examples here, and medallions are now being attached to a music and a philosophy that young people can relate to. Young people are now acknowledging the necessity of feeding the African continuum. It is young people who are demonstrating outside of the Audubon Ballroom. It is young people who are trying to keep that historic institution, which is located in the heart of a community of people of color, open. The powers that control corporations and governments would like to convert that historic institution. Young people are internalizing Malcolm's message and becoming more and more aware of what seems to be the futility of the ballot box. Young people have helped in the Jesse Jackson campaign, saw black Mayor Good do no good in Philadelphia as he ordered the execution of 13 black people in that city, saw black Mayor Dinkins tie his hands and his mouth in terms of a true response to the Yusuf Hawkins case. Young people are now understanding the true meaning of Malcolm's statement, the ballot or the bullet. Young people are analyzing our situation and taking militant protests and renewing the necessity of black consciousness movements. We are now preparing ourselves with the knowledge that our ancestors have left us, taking hold of positive images and becoming part of the next wave of black thinkers, artists, and activists. We are the next wave. Our vanguard is based in a musical force that is the single most powerful musical force amongst black youth, rap music. Through our music, we have laid the foundation for a new African aesthetic. The next step to having true power and control of our voices, our bodies, and our creative cultural productions is economic. Now, our African aesthetic is being produced and sold by those whose connection to the culture is tenuous at most. We need control over the products and the information about the products. We need youth cooperatives that sell our aesthetic and also have flyers, books, and information about the meaning of the images and the symbols that we use. Our vanguard is based in a music and a culture. Young people must begin to see connections between culture and economics. Those who control the culture can also control how the culture is disseminated. Thank you. And who benefits from it. Forgive me. We must create and control our own media cooperatives whose primary aim is education that stimulates revolutionary thinking in young people. In the face of the international crisis and the suffering of young people around the globe, we, the young African Americans, have a chance to serve as a beacon of light for young people the world over. Through our music, our art, our culture, our film, our poetry, we are carrying the light. From Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, to Public Enemy, to Queen Latifah, young people are learning the tools and lessons we need to know in order to fight the power. We are rising like the phoenix to take the world into a new era of justice and of peace. We are tired of watching our comrades, particularly young black men, killed by the bullets from racist cops, or the miseducation from an educational system that suppresses knowledge and information about our people. We are tired of white world supremacy that seeks to spend trillions of dollars on the military while cutting welfare and education. We are tired of U.S. military support to South Africa while the homeless population swells to outrageous proportions. We are tired of America's illegal wars in Panama and Grenada, U.S. support to Nicaragua, and U.S. destabilization of Cuba. We are the new vanguard, the next wave, prepared, politically correct, and intellectually revolutionary. We are strong, and we are not tired. We are swimming through the negative images of the dominant media and setting our own tone for struggle and defense. Viva to South Africa. Viva to the African Revolution in the U.S. Viva to the Cuban Revolution. Viva to the Namibian people. Viva to all free societies around the world. The young people are coming on strong. Thank you.